It's Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. This week, we feature a new organization, the Greater Lansing Chapter of First Book. It's a nonprofit that offers new books to children in need. And here to tell us more about First Book and what it's been like getting it off the ground, Board Chairperson Jeremiah Rivera. Good morning, Jeremiah.
Thank you, Mark.
And Chair-elect Paul Harmon.
Good to be here, Mark.
Hi, Paul. Tell us about First Book. This is a national organization, from what I understand, Jeremiah.
Yeah, so First Book was founded in 1992 by our current CEO and president, Kyle Zimmer, and since then has distributed over 100 million brand-new books to local programs that serve disadvantaged children across the United States and Canada. So First Book Greater Lansing, which Paul and I represent, has been in existence since October of 2012, so we are a brand-new organization. We're a completely volunteer group. First Book has over 170 different advisory boards across the country.
Okay.
So we're one of the newest ones.
How many states have a First? Are they in all 50 states?
They're spread across all 50 states.
And Kyle is your national guy, your national administrator.
Kyle Zimmer is she is our.
She. Oh, okay.
She's our CEO and president, and also the founder of First Book.
Okay. Paul, tell us about the people you serve exactly.
Yeah, so, Mark, what we're trying to do in the Lansing area, I'm from the Lansing area, grew up, Jeremiah's from Texas. He's kind of an import for us here in the Lansing area, graciously helping us out.
Okay.
But what we're trying to do is work with local area schools, local area different organizations that work with disadvantaged children, and what we try to do is offer them to purchase books from what is called the First Book Marketplace. And what that marketplace does is it discounts books pretty heavily. So the average children's book would cost between $2.50 to $4 per book versus, you know, if you went out to an Amazon or something, you're paying the cover price for the book. And so what we've been doing in the Lansing area, some of the organizations we've been working with, we've met with the Capital Area Community Services Head Start Program.
Okay.
Lansing Public Schools, Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Greater Lansing Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And so we're, like we said, new, so we're trying to get as many of those organizations registered with First Book as we can. And then once they're registered, they can start taking advantage of that marketplace, as well as funds that are available for grants. So not only have the ability to purchase reduced books, but sometimes they can get even further subsidies with grants that the local chapters offer, as well as national sometimes offers.
And these are primary elementary aged kids, older.
Our primary focus getting started. It's kind of up to each advisory board, kind of where we start. We actually have books in the marketplace that range all the way from pre-K through 18. So they have books for getting ready for the SATs or ACTs.
Oh, my. Okay.
That are pretty discounted
as well. The name First Book kind of intrigued me. So I thought maybe we were dealing primarily with younger kids.
That actually kind of goes back to the nature of working with disadvantaged children. So we're working with with organizations that are working with kids that may not actually own any books at home that are age appropriate.
I see.
So these books that, for example, Big Brothers Big Sisters might distribute to their littles might actually be the first books that these kids actually own.
I see.
So that's where that name comes from.
Jeremiah, what made you get involved in this group?
I have been a big for the last 2.5 years, and just in a casual conversation with my case manager, it asked how many children weren't matched at the time, and it was over 200, and this was about 2 years ago. And I wanted to do more, but obviously I'm not going to be able to have an individual mentor relationship with 200 children. So it just all kind of came together because within the next 2 or 3 days, I was on my Twitter account and found an article about First Book. And I did a search to see, was there already a advisory board in the area? There are actually two advisory boards in Michigan, both based on campuses at University of Michigan and Central Michigan. But there wasn't one in Lansing. And it just seemed like a no-brainer. The first thing I went to Paul, who I've worked with at the state of Michigan. We're both state of Michigan employees. We had a good rapport, and Paul's also very civic-minded. And when he told me that he thought this would be a good fit for Lansing, and just went from there. And we have some amazing people on our board, very dedicated. We're all volunteers, and they're all putting so much time and effort to getting these books into the hands of kids that need them the most.
Since the other chapters in Michigan are in university mm-hmm. chapters, have you connected with MSU?
We have, yep. We have two representatives that sit on our board from the MSU campus, two students, and we're excited that they've started a volunteer drive for future events for us, and as we continue to do some fundraising goals and things, they're going to be a very great resource for us here in East Lansing.
What's it like to start a local chapter of a national organization?
It was very interesting. I think the hardest part for me was finding. I think the mission is pretty easy to explain. You're not going to find many people that say, "Well, I'm kind of against giving new books to kids that don't have any." That's pretty easy sell. The hard part was finding people who would be dedicated and driven, because it is volunteer. I'm not hitting people over the head with hammers, getting them to do work. These are people that they accept an assignment and they do it. And it's been very rewarding. Our first milestone that we're looking to get was enough money to do about 1,000 books in the area. And our first major donation doubled that. So it's been an interesting and exciting to see just in the greater Lansing area how excited people are about helping the children here.
And there's no shortage of worthy recipients of the books. Just the Big Brothers Big Sisters account dramatizes that, I think. Mm-hmm. A waiting list of a couple hundred, I beg your pardon, just about all the time.
Right.
Is the larger community learning about First Book?
They are, but in a couple different ways. We're on social media. We're trying to get our word out, word of mouth, trying to attend as many free luncheons and dinners that we can to kind of get the message out. But being very new in October, I think coming on to shows like yours, Mark, is going to be a big benefit to us to try to get the word out. There are other programs that work in connecting books with children. A little bit of the difference between that and what we do is what we ask is that as a recipient or purchased on the marketplace or a recipient of a book grant from us, that book get used in some kind of a curriculum within the organization, whether it be, you know, a weekend read fest or, you know, an actual science book that gets used in the classroom, that it's actually used for an educational purpose, and then at the end of the day, the child gets to take that book home and add it to a home library.
What's next, Jeremiah? What would you like to get done in the next 6 months or so?
So immediately, the next goal is to have our first book grant cycle, which we plan on doing in June. So we're going to reach out to our recipient groups like Head Start and let them know they can start planning on applying for that. We want to give out enough money to do about 2,000 books over the next 6 months. That represents about half our fundraising goal. So just kind of that quick recap, we do want to do that first book grant cycle, but we're also only halfway to where we want to be for the rest of the year. So we do want to continue our fundraising efforts beyond that.
What do you need? I presume you need volunteers. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can people become involved in First Book in Lansing?
So as Paul mentioned, we have our social media sites. So you can go to facebook.com. It's / First Book Greater Lansing. Our webpage is our Facebook page. They can go to our traditional website, which is firstbook.org/GreaterLansing. And there's you'll find more information about us in an email that you can reach Paul and myself at if people want to volunteer. They can also donate at that site as well.
And if a group wants to be a recipient of your services, mm-hmm. receive books, how do they go about that?
Yep, contact us as well. And there's an application at the firstbook.org website that they fill out to become part of the recipient group list. We encourage them to do that, definitely, and we'll be happy to answer emails as well if they respond to our email list on firstbook.org/GreaterLansing.
Jeremiah Rivera and Paul Harmon are two of the leaders of the Greater Lansing chapter of First Book, which will offer new books to children in need. Thanks for joining Current State today.
Thanks, Mark.
You. And we could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there doing great work in the Lansing area. We just don't know about them. So if you'd like one to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, please send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.